Yes.
On the show.
Very exciting.
He is, what will we say about our Kev? Due to phenomenal demand, Kevin Bridges has added a sixth and final date, the 24th of November, to his run at the Olympia Theatre in 2015. His brand new show is called A Whole Different Story. The Sun said, Britain's best stand-up.
Well, if it was in The Sun, it must be true.
Let's talk to the man himself. Kevin Bridges is on the phone. Hello, Kev.
How's it going, Nicky, mate?
Are you well?
I love your voice, Nicky. So friendly. I've been watching Love Hate, and the Irish accent is now terrifying me. So it's good to hear that.
Is there any particular person in Love Hate that reminds you of Nicky?
No. Who's that? Nidge, maybe?
We don't know what you're talking about, Kevin. No. Yeah.
Fresh.
We know where you live, Kevin.
I never knew about that side of Dublin. They don't take you there on the tour bus up to Fran the Man for a dog fight. I'm trying to get a hold of season 5, but I only have the DVDs 1 to 4.
Right, we'll get that for you, Kev. We'll get it for you.
Kev, producer good. Alan is sitting there. He's looking very good in his blue hoodie. And we had rugby ledge Tommy Bowe on the show last week, and he gave him the whole box set. Producer Al, will you supply Kevin Bridges with the Love Hate?
Yes.
It's already done, Kev. Already done.
Signed by Nicky Bum. That'd be all right as well.
I don't know what you're talking about. Kevin, I wanted to play this for you before we talk to you properly. Have a listen to this and see if this brings back any memories, should I say, to you. Have a listen. Jump in whenever you like, Kev.
I'm struggling to hear. I'm up at CB alleyway. Got a dodgy phone signal here.
So this is wasted on you then?
No, this is you. This is
It's not.
I thought it was Riverdance for a minute.
Yeah,
it's
not. This is one of your tunes, isn't it?
No, it's not.
It sounds like something you would sing along to, man. I don't know. I can hardly hear it.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Come on, Kev.
Woo!
It's reference to the game tonight.
He's pretending not to know it.
Oh.
Can you hear it?
I never got that was a reference to the game. Does the game get a theme tune? It's got its own song. The game, is that how big it is? No, I'm looking forward to it. It's a miserable day. I'm in Glasgow just now. So I think that's going to suit the Scottish and the Irish fans to stay in the boozles. Stay out of the rain. It's going to be good for the economy. Whatever happens, it's going to be good for the Scottish economy. You want Scotland and Ireland to qualify for the sake of the tournament. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, absolutely. There'll be no beer left in France if Ireland and Scotland qualify.
Scottish and Irish fans, we'll cover the damage to the English fans cause. So we need it for the tournament. But I've actually got more. I've got fonder memories supporting Ireland in major tournaments. Scotland have only been to one in my lifetime, France 98. Whereas Ireland of USA 94, 2002, and obviously Poland to Ukraine. And
yeah.
So it's going to be strange tonight. It's going to be a strange feeling.
So because obviously there's so much Celtic tradition, especially in Celtic Park, obviously, and everything. Celtic was founded by a Sligo man. I bet you didn't know that, did you, Kev?
That's right. I did know that, Brother Wilfred.
Yes.
For the 1887. There we go.
Okay, you knew. Yes, you did know that.
Get me on mastermind. No, it's going to be strange. I think it'll be a bit of a home game for Ireland. You know, the Celtic Park and the green seats, and because it's not Hampden as well, so it's going to be strange for me being a Scottish person and then obviously seeing the Ireland fans wearing the hoops and the Irish flags singing the fields half and rye and stuff. It's going to be an amazing occasion.
Why did the Scottish FA only give us like a couple of thousand tickets? What's going on, Kev?
Oh. I don't know. I'm a Celtic fan. I've got a list of incidents we could write about the Scottish FA. So I'm on your side with that one. Don't worry. No, they should have made it as many as possible. We should have brought, I don't know, how many Ireland fans? 10, 15,000 just for the sake of the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And, well, Hampden only holds 50,000. Celtic Park holds 60,000. So surely at least the deficit, the 10,000, should have been for the Ireland fans. So I don't know how many Ireland fans are coming over. 5,000, is it?
I think I only got 5,000 tickets. I could have even been 3,000 tickets, but there'd probably be about 25,000 Irish people at the game and in the streets and everywhere else.
Right, even Rangers fans, even they get 7,000 at Celtic Park, so
really?
Who knows? Are you coming over?
No, can't make it over tonight, but I'll be the man at the, you know, riding underneath the big screen.
You want more tickets, but you're not even bothering coming over yourself.
Exactly. That's exactly what he's doing there.
On the off chance you would come over, you would demand some extra tickets.
I was hoping you'd invite me to stay in your gaff and we could have just had a night out and, you know, celebrated, but no, I never got the invite, Kev.
Maybe what about the return leg then? You invite me over?
That's, yeah, well, okay, that's a deal. We'll go out in the Aviva.
Aye, that sounds good. Aye, go to the Aviva. You can take me to
There's
Copper
a knife for you now.
How do you think? How do you? No, we don't go to Coppers. They bombed us out,
Eddie,
didn't they?
Eddie Rockets, and I'm off the booze anyway. Eddie Rockets off the top of my
head. Kev, who do you think genuinely is going to win tonight? Come on.
It's going to be tough. I reckon Scotland, they look good against Germany, but then obviously we never get the points, whereas Ireland did get a point. So I never seen the game. I reckon it's going to be close, but home advantage, I would say, Scotland.
Oh.
And it also depends if Aidan McGeady's in the mood. He's been on form this year with Everton, and if the fans do get on his back a bit, then he seems the kind of guy that would motivate him.
Yeah, I can see a tight game, 1-1 until late on, and then McGeady steps up, scores the winner, and that just breaks Scottish hearts.
Yeah, exactly. And depends, there's a lot of big players, so it's good to see the standard Scotland-Ireland. I think we've both come on a little bit in recent times. So there's going to be like Stephen Fletcher, even Stephen Naismith's looking good. There's a few genuine Premiership quality players there, so I reckon it's a good time for us both to play each other, and who knows, it will be close, as you say.
Yeah, okay, moving on to stuff about you, Kev. I want to ask you about this.
I feel like such a football pundit.
Yeah. This isn't off the talk sport or anything else.
I zoned out there.
Yeah, Jenny was asleep on the floor. Wake her up.
The only thing I was waiting to throw in was I was listening to Ryan on my way in this morning, and I heard Andrew O'Connor on one of them, and he was like, oh, listen, Scotland are in with a great chance tonight because they've got Stephen Fletcher, and I thought, I'm going to use that later, and I'm going to dazzle them.
That's all you need to know.
You stole it on me, Kev.
They also have Scotty Brown as well, by the way.
It's tough. Scott Brown, he'll be playing. I don't know. I'm starting to turn into a football pundit here at the end of the day.
Tell us about your show.
Yeah, no, I want to ask this question. Yeah. In 2012, your tour, Kevin Bridges, The Story Continues, it was called. It smashed box office records, selling a staggering, wait for it, Kev, you might not know this, 45,000 tickets on the first day. Now, I want to know, okay, because you did an incredible 9-show run at the Glasgow SEC Arena, right?
Yes.
What did you do with all the money?
Yeah, I stuck it on a greyhound and it lost. The guy said it was a sell. No, what did I do with the money? A lot of it went on a tax bill for a start. I bought a nice house there. I moved into the nicer part of Glasgow. I moved on from my hometown of Clybank, which is not the nicer part of Glasgow. We're famous for wet, wet, wet. I don't know if you know them.
Angel Eyes.
Marty Pello. He's the only guy who ever left Clybank to become a heroin addict. So that's the kind of place Clybank is.
Allegedly.
So, allegedly.
Sorry, of course. So a nice house never got. That's it. I think I've changed. I'm the same man. But the next tour I'm looking forward to, because you need to sort of talk about moving on in the world. You need to talk about living in a nicer part. You kind of keep talking about hanging about with your pals and stuff, so it's sort of moving on into the showbiz years. My name dropping, like yourself, Nicky Bum, sitting on a bus for you, and so it's going to be a the change days tour.
And do you know what, Kev, you've got a book out as well, which everyone, we were talking to Dermot earlier yesterday.
Who doesn't have a book out?
Well, myself and Nicky don't have a book.
I only came on here to talk football. I don't like to promote stuff here, so it feels a bit insincere and shallow. I came on for a chat with my good mate Nicky. Suddenly there's tours and there's books getting talked about. It's a disgrace. But the tour tickets are on sale. The book is on sale. KevinBridges.co.uk.
Do you know, the only reason I actually really wanted to mention your book, actually, Kevin, was because of the title of it. Because I actually saw that movie, We Need to Talk About Kevin, and I was just traumatised. Oh my God, at the end, that song that starts playing after the entire family have been massacred is I'm Nobody's Child. And okay. I remember
my mum used to
sing that to us when we were kids. I never thought it was a real song. It's the most scary and depressing song. I hope that's not reflected in the book, is it?
No, I've tried to like cheer up the title for a little bit. So it's nothing about a school gun massacre or anything like that, but the movie was one of them movies that I just took absolutely nothing from it. It was just so depressing.
To be honest, you know when Tilda Swinton is in it, it's going to be scary. It's a sort of a given, I think. I don't know. To be honest,
the book's pretty heavy as well. But there we go. Hopefully, I've brought a new. There's a Volvo reversing up this alleyway that I'm actually standing opposite a sexual health clinic in Glasgow. Here, I was at a boxing gym, which is right next door to it.
You're waiting on a friend, are you?
If anybody sees me standing up this alley on the phone to Westlife's Nicky Byrne, it's going to be a lot. There we go. That does get something to talk about on the next tour. How times have changed.
All right, well, listen, Kev, you're coming over to the Olympia Theatre in 2015, and you can go MCD, you can go on to MCD.ie, you can get the tickets. Well, it's pretty much sold out. You've got one more. You've added a sixth date, or fifth date, is it? Sixth date.
Sixth and final.
Sixth.
Sixth and final, but we've got, I've just confirmed a couple of dates there. I'll go on sale soon in Galway and Cork and all that, and Derry and Belfast as well. So always be loads of Irish dates on any tour. Looking forward to getting back over, and hopefully it's a good game.
Excellent. Listen, right. Kev, it's an absolute pleasure to talk to you. I wish you the best
and
of luck tonight, but I think Ireland are going to smack it.
Dodgy here. I don't know, mate. We'll wait and see. I'll text you later on.
All right. Are you going to the game, by the way?
I think I might be. I'm still waiting, and I don't know, I've got a potential work thing on that might mean I'd miss the first half, so I don't see the point in going, but if I can get that done a bit earlier, then I will be there.
Excellent.
So sorry for such a long answer to that question.
Yeah.
Yes or no?
Shut up, Kevin, will you?
Maybe.
Enjoy the game. How about that?
Can I go?
See you, Kevin. Kevin Bridges, everybody!